Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, or SEARCH, announced Wednesday in a written statement that the Wilderness Expedition Program would be permanently closed, effective immediately, and resources and gear consolidated with its other adolescent residential treatment program, Ravensway, in Sitka. That effectively dissolved the Wrangell-based behavioral health program that led wilderness expedition trips each summer for teens in Tongass National Forest. The announcement was not completely unexpected. SEARCH had said it was exploring options for the Crossings program over the last year. At one point in 2020, it was considering moving some or all of the program to Sitka, but that didn't happen. At the time, Wrangell's tribal government passed a resolution opposing Crossings' move out of town, citing the program's economic and social importance to the community of Wrangell. At its peak, Crossings employed more than 20 staffers in its Wrangell office, plus around 50 seasonal guides, and led expeditions for an average of 120 young people each year. In a statement, SEARCH wrote that the COVID-19 pandemic had a big impact on its adolescent residential treatment programs. The tribal health provider stated that rising costs, lower patient enrollment, and staffing issues forced SEARCH to reconsider its residential treatment structure. SEARCH spokesperson Megan Bozak wrote in an email that when Crossings was dissolved on January 12th, it employed 16 people in Wrangell. Four of those employees were offered positions in Sitka, she said, and 12 were offered commensurate positions in Wrangell. She added, at the height of the summer 2021 season, there were 25 seasonal guide positions in town who oversaw 16 Crossings expeditions over the course of the season. It's unclear whether any of those previously employed temporary workers would be reassigned. Wrangell Mayor Steve Prasunka, who helped found the program in 2001, declined to comment. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.